It may be a well-worn cliche, but it really does seem that the world is getting smaller. Music, for example, has become this rich melting pot of sounds from around the globe. Well, take composer, singer, and cellist Robert Ean. On his new CD, Mystery Dances, on Starkland Records, North African percussion blends seamlessly with an accordion that can be heard in Argentina and a cello with deep roots in European classical music. Robert Ean is in our New York bureau. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Leanne.
Wow, what a stew you've made here in this new CD. But I tell you, it smells and it tastes delicious. And you're not someone who just reads the cookbooks. You've been to the places. You've been to the Far East, to Tibet, to Indochina. I mean, what informs your decision about what music to integrate from what culture into your own compositions?
Well, it's pretty intuitive. I mean, growing up in the Midwest, I guess you wouldn't think I'd have title to all these things, but intuitively, I just turn to the sounds that are interesting to me.
Where did you grow up?
Minnesota. And I studied cello at the University of Minnesota. And then I came to New York, and that, you know, exposed me to a whole nother world, and worked with Meredith Monk for many, many years. And along with her, and then on my own, I've traveled quite extensively.
You do a piece on the new CD, and forgive my pronunciation, but it's called Gaga Ku Splash, correct?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it's directly related to two traditional Japanese music.
Well, it's my take. You know, I'm not a student of Japanese music by any means, but hearing Gaga Ku music, which was the court music of traditional Japan, I just did my take on that. And it's kind of courtly and formal in its sound, so I just did my version of that.
You write music for theater, and you also write music for film. You've done the films Mr. Jealousy, Trouble on the Corner, The Rook. Carter Burwell plays accordion on your CD, and he's a film composer, too. He wrote music for Fargo and Being John Malkovich and Barton Fink. Do you compare notes? Do you work with one another? Do you ask each other for help?
Well, yes. I mean, he's a very sophisticated film composer and a wonderful musician, and I'm really honored that he works with me. He's got wonderful musical ideas, you know, so you can just give him a few phrases and he can really, you know, fill them out in a beautiful way.
I'm not quite sure if I remember an accordion on this piece, but Death of a Dog, it certainly sounds rather cinematic. It's kind of like Thomas Newman's American Beauty a little bit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't remember if the accordion's on
it. Yeah, it's there, right, it is there. But maybe the voices kind of the howling and the wailing are up front. I think it's quite listenable, nonetheless. And it's supposed to be soulful as well as a little tongue-in-cheek.
In the liner notes, it says you once performed in a Buddhist cave in India.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's something like the Taj Mahal, not as grand, but the reverberation, you know, is just wonderful. So you get this long echo effect. So it's quite beautiful. I do overtone singing, and that also works very well in a room of long resonance, something like the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, for instance, in New York. I've performed there.
Overtone singing is something that has been discussed frequently on National Public Radio. And it comes for you in 1985. You traveled to Tibet and you were taken by it. Now, I want you to remind us exactly what it is. And if you can you show us what it sounds
like?
Yeah,
I could do a little demonstration. Well, yeah. It's really related to all singing, and I teach workshops of it around, and everyone can do it. But it's really singing a fundamental, and you isolate the overtones, which are part of that fundamental. So I'll give you a little example.
That's just coming from your throat in front of a microphone in our studio, right?
Correct.
Wow. Cut 11 on the CD, The Long Journey. There's some very beautiful overtone singing. This is multiple voices, and it seems as though it is directly inspired by your trip to Tibet.
Yes, I did want to do something just inspired by walking around Lhasa. It's just a very strange and magical place. It's not the Shangri-La that one might expect, but it's still very interesting and moving.
You've worked for years with Meredith Monk, the composer, who has been associated for a long time with her exquisite and extended vocal techniques. You dedicate Mystery Two-Step to Meredith Monk.
Right. I collaborated with her for many years, and she was inspiring to me. And the last piece we did together was a duet called Facing North. And we recorded an album of that, and we performed the piece. It was a performance piece. And, you know, it being a duet, and I know, we just, you know, connect, and Mystery Two-Step is kind of about the creative process. It's mysterious, and yet it happens, and you commit yourself to it, and it happens.
It's a dance. I mean, mystery dances, this is what I'm thinking about. I mean, it's almost a dance with a partner. I mean, this thing has a good beat and you can dance to it.
Thank you. Yes.
That was the point, right?
That's what I hope. And dance music has really inspired me. I was thinking of this as I came to the studio today. You know, so much music that I've been inspired by, all the way from Bach, you know, who was really writing dance forms, to Stravinsky, have written for dance, and it's very inspiring, as well as Steve Reich. So, you know, I think it's just a wonderful place, and I think because dance is so related to the breath, and it's wonderful to keep music related to the breath and to the rhythm of life.
Robert Ean, Mystery Dances is the name of his new CD on Starkland Records. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories, check the list of songs and artists at npr.org. Click the Music button at the top of the page. This is NPR.